From the Fortress of Freedom in the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Thursday, April 18, 2019, here are three big things you need to know. Three, a young woman infatuated with the massacre at Columbine traveled from Florida to Colorado. What was on her mind? Schools closed. All precautions were taken. Then she was found dead 60 miles from Denver. Two, you can call it whatever you want, but the mayor of Yuma, Arizona, is calling the flood of illegals coming into his town a crisis and has gone further and declared a state of emergency there after a shelter is more than double capacity. And number one, it has been an all-nighter for the conspiracy crowd on the left. They're on pins and needles hoping Attorney General William Barr has been lying about Bob Mueller, finding no collusion, no conspiracy, no obstruction. It all kicks off at 9:30 this morning. Get the popcorn ready. William Barr will be out there with Rod Rosenstein for press conference at 9:30, and then the redacted version of the 400-page give-or-take Mueller report will be out about noon today. So you can get ready. You can watch the whole darn thing, but the conspiracy theorists are out there. William Barr must have lied. There must be more to this report. It's all being hidden. What is William Barr hiding? And trust me when I say the conspiracy theorists have been up all night, because I've got David on the line in California, all juiced up and ready to tell us what's in the Mueller report. David, what's on your mind?
Oh, how are you, Steve? Yeah, you remember who the blonde ghost was?
No. Help me out.
Back in Vietnam War era, the U.S. dead corpses coming back into America, you know, the dead soldiers,
mm-hmm.
they were stuffed full of heroin.
I see.
And that was the blonde ghost that did that.
Uh-huh.
He was a kind of a famous dirty CIA guy. He worked with Oliver North and all these other guys when they were mm-hmm. bringing crack into America. So William Barr, Attorney General, he freed the blonde ghost.
I see.
He gave him absolution.
I see.
Yeah, you remember how when Oliver North...
What does this have anything to do with the Mueller report? You see, you have been up all night, David, trying to come up with some half-baked idea.
I went to bed early and got up early.
Yeah, I see. You're up early with some half-baked idea. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen in the Mueller report, David? Are they going to find the truth that Donald Trump has been guilty of something?
Well, if you were a cop and you hired a specialist to find out some details about a crime,
uh-huh.
and that report was being sent back to you, but then all of a sudden a dirty top echelon cop snags that report before it gets into your hands
uh-huh.
and then gives it over to the criminal.
I
see. What would you think about a thing like that?
So I see the Department of Justice is controlled by the Attorney General, so really it is his report. And, of course, to follow the law, he has to of course it is.
No, it isn't. It's a private contract by the Congress.
No, the Department of Justice is controlled by
Congress,
by,
and that's David, the way a special prosecutor.
David, you're wrong. It's okay. The Department of Justice is run by the Attorney General, who works for the President. It's all part of the executive branch, so ultimately it really is the Attorney General's report. It's okay if you're wrong. I don't mind. And I don't mind correcting you. It's okay. I realize you're running on not much sleep and you want something to hang on to. But the fact of the matter is, William Barr is the only person who's seen this report thus far in its entirety, beside Rod Rosenstein. They'll both be out at 9:30 this morning. They'll be answering questions from reporters that'll be in an apoplectic mood, trying to find something to hang on the president, of course, because for more than 2 years, they've been telling us that it's collusion, it's conspiracy, there's crimes, it's the Trump Tower meeting, it's this, it's that, and it all turns out to be complete bunk. But, David, I appreciate you calling in, as always. That hotline number is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Coming up on the program, we will have Congressman Tim Walberg. We'll also have Congressman John Molinar here to weigh in on the Mueller report. And a bit later, just for your listening pleasure, Ted Nugent will be here. We'll see if we can get him out of his shell a little bit today. Ted will be here. We'll get him to weigh in on the Mueller report and a whole host of other things. That's coming up a bit later here on the Steve Gruber Show. Now, there is no question that the Mueller report is being politicized any way it can. Democrats are still reeling from two things. First of all, Trump is president. Most of them still incapable of getting over that kind of important fact. And number two, after 765 days or 675 days, they found no collusion, no conspiracy, no obstruction of justice. It's not there. But they're hoping beyond hope that it is there, and they'll be able to twist some fact, some anecdote, some piece from page 317 into something criminal that they can pursue. And, of course, they know it's not there. Nancy Pelosi knows it's not there. AOC and the freshman class, well, they don't understand, of course. They don't understand a bit, of course. They're still talking about impeachment and so forth, which will never happen because Nancy Pelosi knows it will never win. Meanwhile, the Democrats are trying to find something to distract from their wild leftist turn into socialism. That's what they're a distraction from their radical ideas that is not mainstream, that will not be supported by the electorate in this country. They need Donald Trump to be guilty of something. Otherwise, he's going to be reelected. Let me say that again. They need to find something they can hang on Donald Trump that will actually stick, or he will be reelected. There's nobody in this field currently that can beat Donald Trump. Now, you can amuse yourself and look at polls. Well, it says Biden would beat Trump by 5 points, and it says Bernie Sanders would be. Doesn't matter. They said Hillary Clinton would beat him by 20 points. They said that he stood no chance. Even if he took every swing state that was up for grabs, he'd still come up short of winning the election. Pretty sure he got 306 Electoral College votes. Because those that sit in Washington, New York, don't understand the Rust Belt. They don't understand where I sit, where I live. They don't understand forgotten America right here in the middle. They don't get it. And they never will. The divide between red counties and blue counties, they will never understand. And Nancy Pelosi is right about this, however. She doesn't have to worry about the districts that she wins or that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wins. She needs to worry about the 7th Congressional District in Michigan, the 8th Congressional District. These are places where Alyssa Slotkin won, for example, is a purple district. And from what people have seen so far, the Democrats have done absolutely nothing in more than 100 days of being in charge of the House. Nothing except run around, utter anti-Semitic remarks, try to find reasons to impeach the president, put forth far leftist ideas that cannot be supported anywhere outside of the Beltway and outside of places like Madison, Wisconsin, and far left little enclaves. Other than that, they can find no support for it. So they have to find something on Donald Trump. They're desperate to do so. They're assisted, of course, with the PR wing of the Democratic Party, that being CNN and MSNBC. They're assisted 24 hours a day. And yet there's nothing there. Still nothing there. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to continue to spin this narrative. What is William Barr hiding? Any redactions in the report that's released today will be put up as evidence of this conspiracy to hide the truth from the American people. What are they hiding? They should give us the unredacted report, even though that, of course, would be in violation of federal law. They're not concerned terribly with federal law, of course. They're concerned terribly with power and how do they win. And right now, they're not winning. Right now, they're not winning. And they know they can't win, cannot, absolutely cannot win unless they get something to hang around his neck. And that is the effort at hand today. And so make no mistake, for the next week, month, 2 months, until Michael Horowitz's report comes out, the entire narrative will be William Barr is hiding something. William Barr colluded with the White House to hide the truth. William Barr talked to the White House before the release of the entire report. Therefore, he's in the bag for the president, and so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. When you got nothing else to talk about, go with the big lie as long as you can. The big lie. Well, it'll start to be inoculated at 9:30 Eastern time today. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.